Second place finish, tough finals match, but considering it's your second weekend back, you got to be pretty happy about how you wrestled overall.
Yeah, I'm not too upset. I mean, came here, had really good competition, which is all I really wanted. I mean, getting second is great, but being able to wrestle these tough matches for being so late into the season is just a good deal, so I'm pretty happy about it.
Well, you talk about, you know, you've only had two tournaments here, but you had to pick two of the toughest tournaments maybe of the year to jump into the fire here right away. Has it been a tough adjustment, you know, getting used to the speed of the matches and this other competition right out of the gate?
Oh, yeah. Like this tournament, starting off, the kids weren't too tough, but once I got my third match in, you could just tell there's a huge difference. They're faster, they're stronger, and they're all in good shape, or not good, but a lot better shape than I am, so... You know, it's been a battle every single match, I could say.
What do you feel like, you know, coming out of this weekend, what do you feel like the things you need to work on most now? Because you're only a couple of weeks, 3 weeks away from state now.
I need to really work on my conditioning. So far, I mean, on my feet, I'm still a little slow, shaking off that rust still, but it's getting coming back. On top, I need to work on getting the trapping hands, getting some tilts in maybe. Bottom, I need to get out. So, yeah, but the main thing would be conditioning so far.
What did you know about your opponent coming into this that you had to prepare? You had overnight to prepare for. What did you know about him?
I knew he was good on his feet, and that's about all I got to see. Because after my last match, after my semis match, I got to see a little bit of him, but it was on his feet, and that's I knew that's what I needed to really work for, but couldn't stop him still.